press an arms advanced meditation, sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make that grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release all the excess energy in the body. Make the grounding cord just for you. If there's anything hanging on to you, take it off. Put a new grounding cord down. Let's make the sides of the grounding cord slippery. You might imagine it like a lava lamp with that kind of ooey, gooey, oily stuff on the outside so nobody can hang on to your grounding cord. Just make it your own. Maybe you want to put some wild 60s flowers all over it. Definitely. Make this grounding cord for you. This is all about you, putting you first and foremost. It might be the first time in your life, but you're doing it now. Claim your grounding cord and your grounded healing space. Set your body on release and send all the excess energy down the grounding cord. And double check that it is hollow in the center, your grounding cord, so it's big and it has room for excess energy to go down. Release all the excess energy in the body, especially the martyr energy, the energy of overgiving, self-sacrificing. Let's get rid of that. Say to yourself, I don't need that picture. We're going to reset you at appropriate giving and appropriate loving. Ground off all of the old energy and the old systems and the old you. You've got a new attitude. Alrighty, ground the right and left ovary with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the first chakra. We're going to ground the ovaries, this time through the survival center, and down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release. Release all the healing projects from your body, all the healing projects from other people. If you're healing your children, your friends, your boss, your mother, your father, your grandpa, your husband, let those projects go. Let them all go. It's time for you to use your healing energy for you. Go up to the adrenals, grounding your right and left adrenal gland. They sit 2 inches off the spine and an inch up from the waistline on top of the kidneys. Draw a line of energy from the adrenal glands to the first chakra, down to the center of the earth. Set the adrenals on release and release the fight or flight energy, the stress out energy from the adrenals. Plug your sciatic nerve into the adrenals. Release all the excess energy in the nervous system, including any failed energy in the nervous system. We're turning the sympathetic system down and the parasympathetic system up. This action tunes up regeneration. Go up to the center of the head in your throne room. Open the trap door out the back of the head. Now what you're going to do is wash out any recurring thoughts, spider webs, cobwebs. Kick out the squatters that are sitting in there, the conversations that you have in your head, saying you're silly or you can't do this. Kick it all out. This space is your golden temple of silence. The only thing that should be in your golden temple of silence is your throne and your view screen. Open your feet to earth energy. Bring earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Find a place in the universe that's in affinity with you. Bring a light of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring it down into your neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, and out the fingertips. Bring more of that energy down into your back channels, looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Feels so good. Pull your aura into 18 inches away from your body. Let's go ahead and put a golden Roomba, a little golden automated vacuum cleaner, at the top of your head and one under your feet, and set them to work. The golden vacuums are spiraling down and spiraling up. They'll meet in the middle. Now let those vacuum cleaners vacuum out all the dust bunnies, fuzzballs that have gotten in your aura. When the Roombas get to the middle, you want to go ahead and throw them down the grounding cord. Create a sharp, defined edge to the outside of your aura. Let's pull the aura into 18 inches around your body. Nice, sharp, defined edge. Let's make it 2 inches wide. Plexiglass. Your aura is luminous, and you can see out. It's impenetrable right at the moment. You are making this a really tight, sharp bubble just for you. Make sure that it goes all the way around you and behind you and over your head and under your feet. On the outside of the aura, turn on the blue corona. Get it really burning. Burn off all the programming energy from every other person related to you and how they think that you should appear. All the group pressure to have breast implants or to have arms liposuctioned or to have your tummy tucked or who knows what you've been hearing about. Let's just deprogram that and say, I am the master of my universe. I can create whatever I want. I am doing this for myself. I am creating a natural beauty from the inside out, a true beauty, a true and lasting beauty. We have no judgment about people who choose to do surgeries. It's really perfectly fine. But this is an opportunity to have something true, lasting, and natural, an organic beauty. So we're going for the ultimate beauty. And by the way, this is a wonderful meditation to restore the light of the cells if you have chosen to do surgery. So not to worry if you made that choice. That's wonderful. And use this to help restore the body. You are beautiful from the inside out. Put a protection rose up in front of your heart chakra. It's on the outside front edge of your aura. A 2-foot wide rose with a stem that goes down to the center of the earth or roots to the center of the earth. It's on the outside edge of your aura, right in front of your heart area. It's a protection rose. You have the right to be protected, to be safe, to keep yourself really encapsulated right now while you're doing this health activation. You don't need anybody else's information coming into your energy field right now. We're going to be looking at your DNA. Sit in your throne room. Turn on the view screen and take out the master cell. In the master cell, we work with the outer membrane, nucleus, organelles, and DNA. Pull a DNA strand out, and this is just in your mind's eye, so you look on your view screen, and out of a master cell, you're extending a DNA strand with 46 total strands hanging down, 22 from mother, 22 from father, and 2 authentic God strands that are your own. So you're opening up these strands, and kind of might even look like a clothesline, and you've got the strands hanging down like towels. And it's kind of fun to imagine even streamers hanging down, like 46 streamers. So something where you're seeing the 46 streamers on your view screen. Begin looking for patterns in the DNA that would cause degeneration. What we're looking for really are black markings for loss of elasticity in the skin and neck and arms, loss of fat in the hands, for alterations in the breast area. Have the information light up as black dots on the DNA strands of streamers. So anything in your mother's side and your father's side, the God strand will be perfect. Maybe it's a family trait, you know, because it's in the DNA. And then we're going to use a golden vacuum cleaner and vacuum off all of the black dots from the streamers. Remove the information about degenerating and about having things fall apart or get saggy, weak, tear, or whatever it does. Vacuum it all out. It's fun to look at why those things happen. You might get some pictures or images from family members from generations back on why that was happening, why that was a good thing. Notice that you don't want to play in that arena anymore. Be completely clear in your mind with the ideas of falling apart, getting saggy, soft, and old, because we're creating a healthy, perky, tone, beautiful, youthful appearance from the inside out. And it really comes from what the mind believes first, and then we're clearing it also out of the DNA, so what the programs are. It's a place where the beautiful, youthful, and healthy from the inside out is part of your daily life. You know people like this. When you think about it, you know people who are beautiful and perky and youthful from the inside out. Now you know yourself to be that way also. Continue to vacuum out the black dots and the DNA strand. Deprogram information that might have to do with being self-sacrificing or a martyr, giving it all away, not keeping it for yourself. Let's remove the behavior. It might be part of your historical past. You may have unwittingly caused this condition by letting everybody hang on you until you sagged with exhaustion, or got thin skin from letting people beat you down. I don't mean literally, of course. But the beating down, wearing down over time really does affect your skin. Maybe there was a recurring pattern of giving up on you, like giving up on exercise, that actually might be wired into the DNA. Look for those pictures that I've been talking about with the thicker skin or the thin skin, the martyring, letting people hang on you, and giving up yourself. Let's get them cleared out of the DNA now. So keep that vacuum cleaner running and really find all of those black dots. Those family pictures that you've inherited in your DNA, let's vacuum them all out. You don't need to run away from them anymore. You just can clean them up. Replace the old, unattractive DNA you've now just cleared with beautiful pictures. What we're really doing here next is not really replacing the picture, but we're pulsing a golden energy through the DNA strand, which is activating the human blueprint, the perfected breast, the perfected neck and chin, and the perfected arms. So we're really activating the human blueprint. You are lovable, loving, caring, giving. You love appropriately so that you remember to love your own body first. You take care of your own temple before you take care of other people's temples. First, you love and give to yourself. You don't overgive. Don't be a martyr. You simply love and give. But first, you fill yourself up. You need your oxygen mask on first. You're taking this time to learn about yourself and to heal yourself. Excellent. Now we're looking at patterns in the breast, neck, and chin, the arms, that include other patterns that are failed patterns that have come in the DNA. Now remove the failed patterns. For example, every woman for generations and generations in your family might have had big loosey-goosey arms or something silly like that. So we're tuning your dial to the station that plays the reoccurring thought. And so we're really working with the thought process now. That's what I'm stuck with because that's in my DNA. You want to vacuum that out also, that whole concept that you don't have choice. You don't need to be stuck in that old conversation or the degenerative patterns anymore. Vacuum it out. We're really practicing to be a chameleon, altering ourself for a new environment. Our new environment is what we choose it to be. If our mind believes it will achieve these shifts, we will accomplish it. We're setting out and we're setting up ourselves for a youthful vitality and that kind of essence which will be sustainable for years and years to come. Our life in beauty and grace. And one more time, let's go through one more time, vacuum out all the black dots, and we're going to be resetting you to the beautiful skin. Beautiful nipples, beautiful upper chest, tight and toned. Imagine the skin is simply and easily tightened. The breasts are in the right position, and they're where you were maybe when you were 16 or 21. The arms are tight and toned. If you did have a challenge with cellulite or saggy arms, you notice that the cellulite has disappeared. You maybe have smooth, sleek, muscular arms now. They might be slender or muscular. Either way, your arms are tone. You are actually really tone. You've changed things. You have enough estrogen in your skin, in your tissue, to give you this nice little layer of plumpness, not fatty blobbed cellulite. You have enough youthful smooth fat in the skin that gives you the beautiful appearance of healthy, vibrant skin and a healthy, vibrant person. And you're really avoiding the old worn out, tough, emaciated, over skinny look. Continue to observe your improved tone and healthy appearance. Notice you have enough collagen in your neck to have a tight, healthy skin. You've removed the excess fat cells. If you've gotten a tendency towards jowls or double or triple chin, vacuum out any additional troublesome tissue, and you're ready to reset your DNA, to have that beautiful look that you had in your youth. And if you didn't have that look and you want a youthful look, a beautiful picture in a magazine, something that is close to your image, but you know, something that you can focus on. This is what I'd really love to look like. So images are also helpful. Look for images that resemble your bone structure. And that's really great to have hanging up in your house. So you are a radiant beauty, beauteous and beautiful from the inside out. Now the next step is to send a golden pulse through this healing in the DNA strand. Remember to replace the new pictures in anything that you've altered. And again, the replacement is actually the golden pulse, which is activating the perfected human blueprint. And leave no empty spaces, so you're pulling on the new blueprint. And if this is kind of a hard concept for you to get, just go ahead and imagine your perfect body. That will work too. If you've altered small, saggy breasts to pert, youthful, plump breasts, that's cool. But make sure that you put that second image in. So you replace that in your arms, your shoulders, your neck, whatever you've altered. I want you to make sure that you've put the new picture in and then let go and sent the golden pulse through the DNA strand. Once it's been sealed up with the golden pulse, wrap the strand up and place it back into the master cell. Restore it into your body, that master cell, And then let the body receive this healing, this new DNA information. Mirror the new DNA to all the surrounding cells. Feel the flood of new information, the flood through every cell might be like light trickling through the body. When you feel it, it's energizing and recharging, and it affects the whole body. This energy and new information is singing through the cells. All the cells of your body are working towards the new picture. Place a golden sun at the top of your head and bring this golden sun into the cells of your body. This golden sun is amplifying your healing and sealing it up. One more golden sun, bringing yourself as a beautiful cross-legged yogini into the top of your head, down into your body, into your fingers and toes, legs and arms, torso, neck and head, into your breasts, into your shoulders, into your arms, elbows, forearms, hands, really, really filling yourself out. Focus on filling yourself out, especially in those places where you've lost affinity with yourself. Reclaim your affinity. Reclaim yourself. And reclaim your self-love. Say to yourself now, I love myself wholly and completely. I am perfect. I am divine. I am radiantly beautiful. Claim this for yourself now. Put one last golden sun to finish up. Place one more golden sun at the top of your head and flood that down into your body. You, as a spirit, slip back into your physical body, getting nicely tucked in. You feel shiny and golden in your body right now. Wonderful, perfect, and so happy. You're beginning to come back now into your own nature, your own colors, natural colors, beautiful primary, vivid, vibrant colors. Okay, my dears, wiggle your fingers and toes. Breathe in pink energy and breathe in gold energy and then breathe out. Take a few cleansing breaths and come back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiance, vibrance, health, beauty, grace, and ease. Tadasthu. So be it. Thank you.